Today on More to Life, go for the gold. Are you tired of settling in some area of your life or relationships? We're going to help you discover God's plan for a more abundant life. Give us a call at 877-573-7825.
Says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising, relevant, hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, go for the gold. With the Olympics starting today, we thought we'd take a look at the call to excellence in our own lives. God created us that we would have an abundant life and have life and have it more abundantly, not just in the next life, but this one as well. And we want to talk about the temptation to settle. And are you tired of settling in some area of your life or relationships? Do you feel like you're being tempted to settle because your efforts to improve things maybe aren't paying off and you're feeling like, well, maybe God's just telling me to suck it up and deal with it?
It can really feel that way sometimes. It can.
We are here for you. Let's talk about how to discover that plan for a more abundant life and resist that temptation to settle. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825.
And, you know, when we talk about this, we're not talking about, you know, making $1 billion. You know, it could sometimes
it
could be
gospel.
That. It's
yeah,
not at all. This is about God never wants us to settle for less than a flourishing relationship with Him and with those He put in our lives. And to allow us to be most effective in whatever He has asked you to do here on earth, in all the roles that He has put you in. He wants to flourish within you, and He wants to be able to reach others through you. And in doing that, we find joy and well-being and everything that has allowed us in terms of flourishing in God.
Well, but since you bring it up, I mean, so let's talk about that right up front. You know, what's the difference between this idea of kind of the prosperity gospel versus this idea of not settling and living an abundant life? You know, the prosperity gospel kind of preaches this idea that, you know, God wants you to be, as you said, Lisa, you know, a billionaire and not have any problems. And that's not really what Christianity is about at all.
No.
Because the world is broken, and God has created us to set it right, to cooperate with His grace, to do the work that's necessary to correct injustices and heal wounds and build good things out of the mess that we naturally live in. But an abundant life, so an abundant life doesn't necessarily mean that everything's going great all the time. What it means is that in all things you feel that your life is meaningful, intimate, and virtuous, that you are pursuing ways to use your gifts and talents to make a positive difference in the situation that you're in or the lives of people around you, that you're drawing closer to the people around you and building healthier, stronger, godlier relationships, that whatever life is throwing at you, you're using it as an opportunity to become a healthier, holier, godlier person. That's what meaningfulness, intimacy, and virtue are all about. And the more we lean into those qualities, even in hard times, the more we feel that our life is abundant and fulfilling and good, because those difficulties become challenges to overcome, not just weights that wear us down.
And not just challenges to overcome on our own. That's not what this is about. It's about letting God into our hearts, our minds, our souls, our lives, and our relationships more and more every day, so that He can give us those virtues that we need to live meaningful, intimate, and virtuous lives, so that He can walk with us, so that we can be made aware, our spiritual eyes can be opened to every miracle He gives us throughout the day, and so we can see what the next step is He wants us to take in all areas of our lives, temporal and spiritual, relational for sure. He wants to walk with us. He wants to guide us along the way. He wants to be part of our lives every minute of every day, and yes, for the rest of eternity. He wants that intimate relationship with us. But so often, the world gets us down. Things aren't working out. We get angry with him. We get discouraged. We turn away from him. Or we are striving to ask him what to do, but we're not really able to get clarity on it. He wants more for us. And if that sounds good to you, that's what we're talking about here on More to Life today. You can give us a call at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Of course, if you're listening later on to the More to Life podcast, you can shoot us a question via email. That address, questions@moretoliferadio.com. That's with the number two, questions@moretoliferadio.com. But if you're listening live, we love hearing your voice and being able to ask those follow-up questions. So give us a call at 877-573-7825.
You know, it really can be tempting to settle. So, so tempting, especially when we don't see a clear way forward. Do you feel like you're settling in some area of your life or your relationships? Are you frustrated because your attempts to improve things have not been working? Are you unsure of what God is calling you to do in a particular situation? Let us help you celebrate a more abundant life and more rewarding relationships today on More to Life. 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And if you're wondering, well, what is that, and how could it possibly help me not settle or live a more abundant life? Well, you've come to the right place, because when St. John Paul was Pope, he gave this series of reflections on how we could discover God's plan for living a more abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships by prayerfully contemplating God's design of creation and particularly his design of our bodies.
The theology of the body reminds us to stop settling, to see that God wants to fulfill the deepest longings of our hearts for a love that doesn't fail, for relationships that are fulfilling, and for a life that reflects the power of God's grace. The world is broken, but God has chosen us, his children, to cooperate with his grace to make things the way God intends them to be once again. St. John Paul reminded us that we need to keep our eyes not on what we think is possible through our own power, but on what God wants to make of our lives and our relationships. Our job is to stop being intimidated about how little we can change on our own power. Instead, we need to courageously lean into God's grace and the vision he has for our lives so that we can become what he created us to be and build his kingdom.
But I guess, you know, some people might be wondering, how does that idea fit with the Christian need to die to ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
Well, dying to ourselves isn't the same thing as settling. You know, dying to ourselves means acknowledging that even though God wants to make things better, to let me lead an abundant life, we don't know on our own power how to do that. In fact, the more we try to improve our lives and relationships under our own power exclusively, the worse things tend to get. So dying to ourselves means surrendering our plans for making things better, not the God-given desire that they should be better. And we do this by bringing our desire to make our life and relationship better to God and saying, Lord, I know that you want to make more of this, but I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do to make that happen. So teach me. Show me what you want me to do and make me willing to do it. That's what dying to ourselves really means. It doesn't mean at all sucking it up and just, you know, settling. It means bringing that desire to make it better to God, but surrendering our plans, because when we go off on our own, we tend to make things worse. So asking God every day to teach us how to respond to this challenge, how to overcome this this obstacle, how to right this injustice or heal this wound is what enables us to live a more abundant life. 877-573-7825. Let's talk with you about those areas in your life or relationships where you feel like you might be settling and how to cooperate with God's grace to lead a more abundant life.
You know, when I think of this topic, I think the easiest way to describe it is if you've got noises coming out of you, if you're in a situation that makes you go, or I don't want to get out of it, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that, or rage, I'm not going to make a rage noise into my microphone, I don't want to disturb people first thing in the morning, but if you've got that aggravation about things and you're just feeling low or angry or frustrated, that's the temptation to settle, where we think we just can't. We don't have the energy. We don't have the vision for it. We don't know what to do. If you're experiencing any of that, give us a call, 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and we'll start taking your questions. In the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we bring to you those situations in our life or relationships where we feel frustrated and we feel a little stuck and we're tempted to settle. We ask you to teach us how to respond to those situations in ways that allow us to experience the healthier, holier life and relationships that you created us to live in. Show us how to face those challenges with grace, how to overcome those difficulties, how to right those injustices and heal those wounds that stand between us and the abundant life that you created us for. Help us to cooperate with your grace and know your will so that in all things we do and say, we are able to build your kingdom and experience the abundant life that you came to give us. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today's show is titled, Go for the Gold, as we talk about refusing to settle in some area of our life or relationships. What does that mean for you? Give us a call. Let's talk it out together at 877-573-7825. Of course, if you're listening later on to the More to Life podcast, you can also get your questions in via email. That's questions@moretoliferadio.com.
Estelle sent us a question through questions@moretoliferadio.com. She said, I've been searching for a job for over a year now. I have applied to anything and everything I could. I finally was offered a job with a 40K pay cut in a school. This job ended up bringing up a lot of past traumas from my school age years, and I just couldn't bear going anymore. I just quit that job and went through a series of interviews for another job. After three interviews, I was told they were no longer filling the position. I'm so deflated, and I don't know what to do. I want to contribute to my family, and I feel that I've tried everything. I have no idea what God's direction in my life is with all of this struggle and pain, and I want to know how I can find His way and stay positive about my current issue. And that's Estelle.
Estelle, thank you so much for your question, and I am so sorry that you're going through this. I mean, it is hard to find work, what you're going through is a very common challenge. I have several questions that I'd like you to take to prayer, though. Because when you talk about contributing to your family, you know, I don't know if you're going through financial difficulties that you feel you need to get a job to contribute to your family, or have you written off the other ways you could contribute to your family. I wonder too about what your prayer life has been like about all of this, because what I'm hearing you do, I'm hearing you work very hard, but I'm not hearing you do what we were talking about in the introduction. Where we're bringing our plans to God and saying, look, Lord, I don't know how to do what I feel that you're calling me to do. I don't know what you're calling me to do. And secondly, I don't know how to do it. Right. So the first thing you need to be praying about here is, what would it mean for you to contribute to your family? Right. You know, is the only way or the best way to contribute by, you know, getting a job? It may very well be. I'm not questioning that. What I'm saying, though,
it's just another
bringing it
thought
to God.
Process, another way to look at this while you search and talk to God.
And secondly, you know, as you look, you know, Lord, teach me how to do this. Because again, all right, so you talked about the job that you got at the school. Now, I don't know if that was God's will for you or not, right? And maybe you don't either. But let's presume that it was, for the sake of argument. You know, it brought up a lot of pain for you. If God led you into that situation, if you felt led in prayer to take that job, then that would have been an opportunity that God was giving you to heal some of those wounds. And staying in that position, at least until you could find another position, would keep those wounds fresh enough that you would actually need to deal with them and heal from them. So if God indeed led you into that job, that's why he had you there, not because he wanted you to suffer, but because he wanted you to heal that. Now, it's possible that you didn't pray about this, and that maybe you just grabbed at it because it seemed like the reasonable thing to do, and that God didn't want that for you. I don't know. But again, that all comes back down to praying about it and really discerning, Lord, what is it that you, how is it that you want me to contribute to my family? What would that look like? Whether I'm getting a job or working at home in some way, whether that's being a homemaker or working from home. And then secondly, how do you want me to do this? How can I pursue this in a way that actually leads me to that greater abundance? And then looking at whatever you do through that lens of what is God trying to do in me or bring out in me or heal in me so that I can lead a more abundant life. Because, you know, again, the idea, we often confuse this idea of prosperity gospel with abundance. You know, when we're talking about living a more abundant life, God doesn't mean a life without problems, a life that's just easy, the so-called life of Riley, right? It's a life where God says, I want to heal the hurts that are in your heart. I want to help you see what you are capable of through my grace. I want you to see you know, what you can be through living in me. And so I want you to bring it back to that, all right? I want you to start asking those fundamental questions in prayer. Lord, what is it that you, how is it that I would best contribute to my family? Make sure that you're talking about this with your family, too.
Yes.
As you're continuing to, if you decide to continue to look for work, as you're praying about this, then you know, you look for obviously the best job that you can find, but you take what you can get, and then you work from there to build on that. And if it brings out things in you, bring those things to God and say, Lord, how can I heal from these wounds so that I can continue to take advantage of every opportunity that you're giving to me? So I want you to start there. We do talk about this more in my book, The Life God Wants You to Have, which is all about dealing with disappointments in the light of God's grace. Again, the life that God wants you to have, it's all about discernment. It's all about hearing God's voice more clearly and having the strength to carry on even in the face of those doubts. I think it'll be a really helpful resource to you to follow up on some of the comments that we've made here during the show. But Estelle, I want to thank you so much for the question. I'll let you know that we've added you to our More to Life prayer list. And if there is more that we can do to support you through this, please don't hesitate to call. If there are, you know, follow-up questions, there are several follow-up questions I'd like to ask. But if you have other things that you'd like to clarify, don't hesitate to reach out to us here or at CatholicCounselors.com. All right, with that, we are taking your calls at 877-573-7825 on our show today titled Go for the Gold. We're opening the Olympics today. Well, at least I aren't opening them, but they are opening the Olympics.
That'd be
a really weird Olympics.
That'd be real weird.
In light of that, we are talking about pursuing excellence in our own lives as we talk about the temptation to settle and how to live life more abundantly. So if you are tired of settling in some area of your life or relationships, we want to help you discover God's plan for a more abundant life and more rewarding relationships at 877-573-7825. When we come back, in addition to taking your calls, we'll be joined by Rachel Watkins. She is the developer of the Little Flowers Girls Club, mom of 11, and she'll have some insights about pursuing a more abundant family life. Stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life continues right after the break.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
Brought to you by the nonprofit Seton Home Study.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Ray Guarendi here. You thinking about homeschooling? Seton Homeschooling, 40 years of experience, 17,000 current students, pre-K through high school. They provide the books, the lesson plans, the counselors, the grading services, the tests. That's right, pretty much everything. My wife and I use Seton, some of our children. Tell you this, two of them got perfect ACT scores in verbal. And overall, the Seton students scored more than 100 points above average on the SAT. Over 30% higher on English and reading on the ACT. It's a rigorous program. You want to give the very best to your kids? Trust me on this one. Go with Seton. It is a beautifully rigorous academic program. Go to setonhome.org. That is setonhome.org.
Location, location, location. These are the three most important factors in real estate. The same might be said for colleges. Trudging through snow to get to an 8 a.m. statistics class is a much different experience than breezing by a palm tree to the raucous applause of a laughing gull. With the average temperature of 84 degrees and wetland nature as your backdrop, it's no wonder students tend to stay once they visit our campus. Ave Maria University, your future location, location, location. Visit avemaria.edu.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled Go for the Gold. As the Olympics are opening, we're looking at God's plan for excellence in our own lives. And if you're tired of settling in some area of your life or relationships, we want to help you pursue a more abundant life and have more rewarding relationships. Give us a call. That number is 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Rachel Watkins. She is the developer of the Little Flowers Girls Club and mom of 11. She's here to share some insights for leading a more abundant family life. Rachel Watkins, welcome to More to Life.
Thanks, Greg. Thanks, Lisa. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you here. And Rachel, as a mom of 11, and you've been with us for quite a while, I know you actually kind of think about this kind of thing a lot in terms of when we look at the Olympics tonight, what it took for these people to get here. Very often they do it as a team, and they have to have certain things in place to be able to get to the Olympics and go for the gold together. Yet as families, we often just think, well, we share a home if we're lucky enough to do that. We bump into each other and we tell our kids a bunch of stuff not to do so they don't get in trouble. And that's it. And that doesn't help us to become a real winning team as a family. So what in the world should we be doing instead?
I think the first thing is identify your goal. Like for Matt and I, every night at our prayer time, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, make us a holy family. We pray that as a family every evening because that's our goal. We want to be saints. We want to share God's eternal life in heaven. So do you guys have a goal you're stretching for? Maybe it's less chaos, less arguing, a cleaner house, a more organized calendar. Pick a goal and then create the plan on how to meet that. But share it with each other. We can't have just the mom or just the dad writing up the plan and delivering it. No, have the team attitude. We're in this together. We want to work together towards more holiness, more laughter, more relaxation, more joy. Share it together and then make sure that you're working together towards that goal.
I like what you're saying, though, in terms of you share the big goal together, but then you really do have to break it down into really simple pieces to do one at a time to build toward that goal. So if we have a team, a relay team at the Olympics, they're not like, oh, well, we're going to have the fastest time, but then they've never stretched, they've never, you know, gone
exactly
around a track once, they've never handed anything off. It's just, here's the goal, now everybody do it. And we so often handle family life that way. So you're saying break it down. Right?
Exactly. And every day, what are you doing together as a family? And it might be that we open our morning up with a little prayer together at the breakfast table because everyone has different jobs, or we close our evening together. But make sure throughout the week you are getting together as a team. You want to check in with each other. You want to celebrate your small wins, your grand successes, but also lift each other up when things go south a little bit. When a school day didn't go well or someone gets bad news, they want to be able to know that they're going to be able to share that together, get the prayer support they need, the kiss, the hug, the encouragement to try again the next day. We want to really be each other's cheerleaders, and we see that in the Olympics. Everyone's on the sideline cheering each other on, even when it's an individual sport. Are we doing that as a family with mealtime, with prayer time, with game night, with movie night, or just sitting on the front porch relaxing?
That is such an important thing to remember, because as we look at coaches who get people into the Olympics, they're not just yelling at people for what they did wrong. They have a training plan. They work people through it, and they are encouraging. And if we can remember to do those kinds of things as a family, we can hit those goals, especially becoming a holy family. Thank you so much, Rachel Watkins, for sharing your wisdom with us. And we want to wish you and your husband, Matt, a very happy 40th wedding anniversary. 11 hey. Kids, 40 years.
Praise God.
You're reaching the goal pretty darn well.
God bless you guys.
Not 40, but here's, you know, we want to finish the race well, as St. Paul said, striving towards
God bless
goal
you both.
God bless you guys,
bless.
And thanks for being with us today. Folks who'd like to learn more about the Little Flowers Girls Club, we encourage you to go to beholdpublications.com. That's beholdpublications.com. And by the way, if you're looking for ways to set those kinds of goals, to pursue excellence in your family life, we invite you to download the Catholic HOM app. That stands for Households on Mission. It's pronounced Catholic Home, but it's spelled H-O-M. And when you check out the Catholic Home app, you can download the app and chat every day with Lisa and I and our Catholic parenting coaches. Watch our animated series that teaches your whole family how to be a dynamic domestic church. Download tons of fun faith-building family activities. Tune into exclusive podcasts for moms and dads, and get support from Catholic families around the world. Become a member of the Catholic HOM community today and start building a more abundant family life. That's Catholic HOM. With that, we are taking your calls right here at 877-573-7825. Stop settling in your life or relationships. Let's talk about how we can pursue God's plan for abundance in your life when More to Life continues after the break.
Every year, couples who go on the Ave Maria Radio's Good News Cruise testify how their marriages are revitalized and transformed. Join us on the next Good News Cruise from January 5th to 11th on the Royal Caribbean's Oasis of the Seas. You'll be joined by Father Michael Schmitz, Teresa Tamio, Dr. Ray Guarendi, and many more speakers. Cabins are selling fast, so be sure to book your spot now. Faith and fun on the sea and in the sun. There's no topping that. Go to AveMariaRadio.net and click on the travel tab to find out more.
Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamio.
Even if you don't know what you're supposed to be doing, if you're saying yes to God, if you're following God and saying, okay, I know you want to take me to a certain place, I'm not under sure where it is, but I'm just going to keep walking in faith. So in other words, as the gospel says, you don't hide your light under a bushel, even if you're not sure what that light is exactly supposed to look like. Even if it means you're just getting out of the house and volunteering for something, do something with your talents, be a light to somebody somewhere. And God sees you taking a step toward Him. Even if you're not sure where that step is going, that He's going to move toward you. And gradually, you're going to see how your light is going to be used. And I'm going to be a gift, be a light, be salt for someone.
Catholic Connections, Teresa Tamio. Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
Maybe you've been hearing a lot about the need to make a spiritual communion while participating from home in a live-streamed or broadcast Mass. By asking for spiritual communion, we are acknowledging that the Holy Mass is the perfect, best way to worship God. The priest intercedes perfectly for us with God the Father because he acts in persona Christi. This is the time to see that through the priest's representation of Christ's sacrifice on Calvary, we are never separated from our Lord. Jesus, I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. When kids misbehave, it's common for parents to ask how they can stop the bad behavior. Usually the answer is some form of punishment. But punishment isn't a silver bullet. Sure, it might stop misbehavior for now, but it's not very effective in the long term. That's because it doesn't help kids heal the harm they've caused, and it doesn't give them the tools they need to handle things differently the next time. St. John Bosco had a better approach to discipline. He viewed discipline as a teaching opportunity, not a control problem. In his approach, parents coach kids through the process of healing the harm their behavior caused. And next, they help kids learn the skills and strategies they need to do better next time. St. Bosco's approach is called discipleship discipline because it treats kids as disciples or learners. It also reminds us of the loving way Jesus taught his own disciples. Discipleship discipline frees parents from being referees, constantly imposing penalties. Instead, parents coach kids through the hard work of improving their game. Discipleship discipline recognizes that parents and kids are really on the same team. To learn more about discipleship discipline, check out our book, Parenting Your Kids with Grace, or visit CatholicHOM.com.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled Go for the Gold. It's the opening of the Olympics, and so we're looking at God's plan for excellence in our own lives. Are you being tempted to settle in some area of your life or relationships? You know, it can be very tempting to settle, especially when we don't see a clear way forward. Maybe you feel like you're settling in your work, in your personal life, in your relationships with your spouse or your kids or other parts of your life. Maybe you're frustrated because your attempts to improve things haven't been working. You're not sure what God is calling you to do. Whatever the situation is, we want to help you celebrate a more abundant life and more rewarding relationships. Give us a call. Let's talk it out together at 877-573-7825. Once again, 877-573-7825.
And Danica used questions at moretoliferadio.com to send in her question. She said, good morning. My concern is my relationship with my parents. They divorced when we were adults with families. I cannot seem to get to a place of peace with their constant negativity, regrets, disappointment, the guilt that they place on all of us. I am the sounding board as oldest and cannot be happy in a relationship with either of them. I get strong, set boundaries, but eventually these are broken down. I let them back in thinking things will change, but they don't. Do I just tough it up, buttercup? I'm sorry. The punctuation threw me. Do I settle for these relationships with them and just take it because I must honor my mother and father? I don't think that that is God's plan for me, to settle for this pain, which has become physical as well as emotional. I cannot change them, but their negativity is changing me, and this breaks my heart. And that is Danica.
Danica, thank you so much for the question, and I'm so sorry that you're in that position. The good news I have for you, though, is that you are not called by God to be your family's savior. Obviously, yes, we do need to honor our mothers and father, but that does not mean tolerating abusive behavior or putting up with any foolish thing that they want to do. Honoring our parents is another way of loving them, right? And we honor our parents by calling them to be their best selves and behaving our best, so that when people look at our lives, they say, you know, Danica done been raised right, you know, even if that wasn't true. You know, it's being able to live that honorable life that gives honor to our parents and that loves our parents. And the best way to love your parents in this case is to say to them, you know, Mom, you know, Dad, I'm not a therapist and I can't be your therapist. I'm your daughter. If you'd like, you know, and it sounds to me like you need to talk to somebody. So here are some numbers of people you could call to talk about this, but I'm not the person to have this conversation with, and I love you too much to really be pulled into this kind of a position with you.
And I think it's very important to hear what Greg said. Have numbers of people they can call. Have several, because obviously they probably, you know, since they're divorced, want to see separate people. But you're giving them a resource to let them talk this through and heal. And you really want to say to them, you guys have a lot of healing to do. You know, you got the divorce, but there's still a lot of toxic going on here. And it's not my role. It's not what God has asked me to do in your life. He's asked me to be your daughter.
I'm not equipped to do it.
I do not have the skills to do this. I have my own marriage and family that I really must protect and take care of, and I need to take care of my well-being. I would love to have a healthy relationship with you. I love you, but this is not the way to get there.
Yeah, you're not the sounding board. I mean, you've been used as the sounding board, but that doesn't mean that you are the sounding board. You know, as a child, even as an adult child, it's your job to be taken care of and supported by your parents. Now, as an adult child, yes, there's some mutuality to that. You know, we are in a better position as adult children to offer support to our parents as well in appropriate ways. But you're not qualified to be their therapist. And it's unreasonable for them to expect you to be, or to dump all their trauma on you and expect you to kind of clean it up. That's not your job, even as the oldest adult child.
No, and you're right that it is making you unwell emotionally, I think spiritually at this point, because you're getting confused as to what your role is, and physically. And, you know, in the game, we call it being a parentified child. And usually we mean that about children, you know, of minority age, but it can very much continue into our adult years, where our parents are using us in a way that is not right. If you have a thing, okay, and you are not a thing, and we need to remember that, but if you have a thing, like a toaster, and you're using it to pound a nail, it's going to break the toaster. The toaster is not going to work. It's probably going to catch on fire. That's how your parents are treating you. You are their daughter. You are a human being, and instead they're using you, as you said, a sounding board or somebody to take out their frustrations.
Well, let me jump in on that. Let's change this up a little bit, okay? So let's say that your mom and your dad, God forbid, both had cancer, and they were calling you and complaining about their cancer and expecting you to cure their cancer. What would you say? Would you say, well, am I supposed to honor my parents and try to somehow go to medical school so I could learn to be an oncologist and treat their kid? No, of course you wouldn't. You would say, Mom, Dad, this is terrible. Go to the doctor. Yeah. Get this looked at.
And you might even do enough research to find them contact information for really good cancer doctors in their area. But then you're done because you don't have that expertise.
You could take them to their appointments. You could accompany them on those things. You could provide moral and spiritual support. But you can't cure the illness. The same thing is true here. They're suffering from a spiritual and relational cancer. And they're not willing to seek appropriate care for that. And instead, they keep coming to you and expecting you to fix it, which is why it's breaking you down. You're not qualified. You're not equipped. You're not able to handle this. And I understand that saying to them, Mom, Dad, you need to go get some professional help for this might alienate them or upset them. But again, if your parents were calling you and saying, you know, Danica, I've got cancer and I need you to fix this. And you said, you know, go to the oncologist. And they said, well, I'm never going to speak to you again because clearly you don't love me since you're not going to heal.
You'd know that was unreasonable and you'd keep setting that standard. I love you. Please go to the oncologist. I want you to have a chance to be able to be healed. And so in doing this, this is the boundary that they can't break down if you just stick to, I don't have these skills. I can't do this for you. You know, they probably dragged you into this early on as the oldest one, trying to get you on their side. You know, parents who are going through a divorce often want their children to understand why, to give them approval, and to get their support. But this has been going on for a very long time. You're an adult. That wasn't healthy then, and it's certainly not healthy now. So set that standard with them. Find out some good clinicians in their area that they can talk to. Give them the numbers for that. Set that standard. But then I have to say, Danica, this has been going on a really long time for you. And according to this, you have your own family now. You may really want to make sure that you contact somebody who can be a counselor for you, that can hopefully a faithful counselor who can help you get your head on straight with where God is asking you to go in all this, and help make sure that you're not spilling this kind of toxicity over into your marriage and your parenting as well.
And especially because you have some religious questions about how honoring your mother and father fit into all of this, I'd encourage you to visit us at CatholicCounselors.com to learn more about our pastoral telecounseling services so that you can find faithful ways to set appropriate boundaries with your parents, develop the strength you need to maintain those boundaries. For your good and for theirs, because that's, you know, because, you know, if they were calling you with the cancer diagnosis thing, it wouldn't be honoring them to pretend that you could cure them. And the same thing is true here. So if you would work with one of us through CatholicCounselors.com, we would want to help you find faithful ways to really honor your parents while maintaining these healthy boundaries that encourage them to seek healing, and also allowed you to create some space for your own healing as well.
For your own healing, for you to draw closer to God, but also for you to really be able to move forward in a really healthy way in all of your relationships, especially with your own spouse and children.
Danica, thank you so much for the question. If there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. I think that we could really be of service to you. But by all means, run with the suggestions that we've made here on the show first, and if there's more we can do for you, you know where to find us. 877-573-7825. Today's show is titled Go for the Gold. As the Olympics are opening today, we are looking at God's plan for excellence in our own lives, and especially in those areas where we've been settling in some part of our life or relationships. If you feel like you've been settling in some way, if you're frustrated because your attempts to improve things haven't really done what you hoped they'd do, or you're unsure what God is calling you to in the middle of a frustrating situation in your life or relationships, let us help you find ways to celebrate a more abundant life and more rewarding relationships by cooperating with God's grace more effectively. The number again is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. As we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Jeremiah chapter 29:11.
For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope.
You know, really important verse here. And of course, you know, God was speaking to Jeremiah about giving the promised land to his people and their fear of entering into that land of Cana because the people were so much bigger than they were. But in our own lives, we experience this. We feel like the problems are bigger than us. The challenges are bigger than us. The whole situation is complicated, more complicated than we know how to handle. But God knows how to handle these things. And again, we're not suggesting that an abundant life is a problem-free life. It's not a life of wealth. It's not a life of privilege necessarily, but it is a life of meaningfulness, intimacy, and virtue. And even in the midst of our problems, even in the midst of struggles, if we feel like we can lean into meaningfulness, intimacy, and virtue, we can feel good about where we're at and where we're going, because meaningfulness allows us to see ways to use our gifts to make a positive difference in the situation that we're in, the lives of those around us, and in our own life. The pursuit of intimacy allows us to make our relationships healthier and stronger and deeper. And the pursuit of virtue enables us to take whatever life is throwing at us and use it as an opportunity to become healthier, stronger, godlier people. And as we are pursuing those things, we are pursuing a more abundant life even in the midst of the difficulties and trials that we all go through. So God has a plan for you, a plan for welfare and not for evil, to give us all a future and hope. Cling to that. Jeremiah 29:11. When we come back, we're continuing to take your calls on our show titled Go for the Gold. On this day of the opening ceremony for the Olympics, we are talking with you about God's plan for excellence in your own life. And if you are feeling like you're settling in some area of your life or relationships, we want to help you cooperate with God's grace to experience a more joyful, abundant life. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your questions coming up right after the break.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Ave Maria in the Afternoon is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization: Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you with one of 1,400 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 70% to Ave Maria Radio and Human Life International. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Do you feel as though life is flying past you? Are you desperate for a way to find moments of peace and quiet? Lord, Teach Me to Pray, the free Ignatian Prayer Series, will open your heart to His voice, to the peace you are seeking and the only love that fulfills the human heart, Jesus. God is calling you to true joy, knowing Jesus personally. Lord Teach Me to Pray is free. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com, click on the red box, order the Lord Teach Me to Pray series now. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com.
Location, location, location. These are the three most important factors in real estate. The same might be said for colleges. Trudging through snow to get to an 8 a.m. statistics class is a much different experience than breezing by a palm tree to the raucous applause of a laughing gull. With the average temperature of 84 degrees and wetland nature as your backdrop, it's no wonder students tend to stay once they visit our campus. Ave Maria University, your future location, location, location. Visit avemaria.edu.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled Go for the Gold. On this opening day of the Olympics, we're exploring God's plan for excellence in our own lives. And we're looking at those areas in particular where we're tempted to settle in some part of our life or relationships. Are you going through something in your life where you're feeling like you're just accepting less than what God wants to give you? Are you in a relationship that's wearing you down as opposed to building you up? Are you experiencing challenges that you're not quite sure how to respond to? And you're just feeling like, well, maybe I'm just supposed to suck it up. Well, God wants more for you than that. But let's talk about what that means in your situation. Give us a call. The number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
Robert, who is listening on Sirius XM 130 in California, called in to ask us a call. He couldn't stay on the air, so we're taking it now. So I think you're still listening, right, Robert? God puts something on his heart, he says, and he's discerning it and wonders if he should act on it. His parish's elementary school was closed, and he senses that the Lord is wanting him to help reopen it. He's a parishioner with an educational background and has the support of other parishioners.
All right. So, well, Robert, thank you so much for the question. And really, this is, I want you to focus on this being a process of ongoing discernment. Okay. Let's look at the example of Saint Francis for a minute. You know, God told Saint Francis to go and rebuild my church, and so Saint Francis didn't understand that God wanted him to renew his whole church. Instead, he thought God wanted him to build little churches.
Yeah, he was very practical. The Italian countryside. He just started picking up stones and building actual churches.
And so the reason I share that with you is not to say that God doesn't want you to reopen this school, but rather to say that whatever God is putting on our hearts is often a process of ongoing revelation and ongoing discernment. And so God is clearly asking you to do something. Right, you have that sense. So you want to keep bringing that to God every day in prayer. The people that you say are supporting you in this, you guys want to be meeting in regular prayer about this as well. Lord, you know, we see this need. Our hearts are breaking for the children who do not have access to a Catholic education in our community. Help us to know how to respond to this need. Show us what the next step is. Help us to know what to do. The problem, when we come up with things, like, you know, the reason I'm saying this is because, you know, sometimes we'll think, okay, God wants me to do this. And then that's the last I pray about it. You know, or if I pray about it, it's like, God, you told me to do this, so now I'm doing this. Instead of, Lord, teach me how to do this. What's the next step in doing this? Show me how you want me to do this.
I mean, again, St. Francis became a saint because God led him step by step. But boy, did he put in an awful lot of work into those tiny churches. We need to keep praying about it and asking those questions that Greg is talking about. And I love that you have the support of other parishioners. But often we get very feisty about it. It's like, yes, this is a great idea. Let's go ahead. And we forget to stop and pray together as a group to both find out what God is doing, but also to really commit to each other for the long haul in something like that.
And so, you know, discernment doesn't just involve just determining what God is asking us to do. It's the ongoing process of determining how God wants us to do it. So my suggestion to you is that this is a beautiful thing that's on your heart. Keep bringing it to God. And don't just ask him what he wants you to do, but every day how he wants you to do it, and make sure that you're praying together in this whole group. Robert, thank you so much for that question. And if there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us here on More to Life. The number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. You know, we had a call just now from Julie who just dropped off. I'm not sure what's happening here today. But Julie in Nebraska, listening on Spirit Catholic Radio, says that she's 60 and her husband's 68, retired. He wants to travel all the time, but she feels like she should go back to work or do something else. All right, well, Julie, thank you for the question. And I guess I have to wonder, you know, are you and your husband praying about this? You know, is this something, you know, and here's how I would suggest, by the way, in our book, Praying For and With Your Spouse, The Way to Deeper Love, we talk about couple discernment, you know, because we need, as husbands and wives, to be asking God every day to teach us how he wants us to live and how, what kind of marriage he wants us to have. And when we're discerning something, it's good to not come into it with a particular plan, but to say, okay, Lord, here is what's on my heart, and here's what's on my husband's heart. You know, so for the sake of argument, you might say, well, I feel that I'm being called to do something, you know, it's productive, to either whether that's working somewhere or doing some kind of ministry work or you know, serving your kingdom in some way. And, you know, my husband, you know, he wants to travel and just be, you know, work on our relationship and spend time together and enjoy the blessings that you've given us. Help us to know how to put all that together in a way that pleases you. Because, you know, I often experience as a pastoral counselor where husbands and wives will come to me and say, okay, well, when I pray about this, God tells me this. And then the other spouse will say, well, when I pray about it, God tells me that. So, you know, as if it's my job to figure out, you know, is God lying to one of them, or are they getting it wrong? And really what it is that God is giving each of them a piece of the puzzle, and he's expecting them to pray together and communicate with each other to figure out how those pieces fit together. But what they're doing instead is thinking that their piece of the puzzle is the entire picture. And that's where the conflict comes in.
And I'm really sorry that your call dropped off, because I'd love to know if you're even praying about this as individuals. You know, often when we're going through a large life shift, like having children or children leaving the nest or looking at our retirement years or whatever those things are, even going off to college, we have certain desires that actually come from fear. You know, so if you're praying about this and you're each getting a piece of that puzzle, as Greg said, then start praying about it together and figure out how you can be a both end. But if you're just saying, well, I think I should work because I want to be productive, I don't want to just drift away, I think we need money, and he's saying, well, we just want to travel all the time because we're looking at the last, you know, couple of decades of our lives, and we've been pouring out ourselves into family and work, and now I want to enjoy myself and we need this time together. Both of those things can be coming from a place of fear rather than God. So really making sure you're talking about this and praying about it every day with an eye toward, Lord, we want to do what you want us to do, and we want to honor the sacrament of our marriage as you want us to honor it, and to be faithful to each other and to you. That's going to begin to turn things around and help you discern what to do.
So, Julie, I'd really encourage you as a follow-up to pick up a copy of our book, Praying For and With Your Spouse, The Way to Deeper Love, because it talks about how to invite God into the center of all the decisions that we make as husbands and wives. How do we ask God to teach us how to have the relationship that he wants us to have? How do we make sure that we're making the decisions that glorify him and all the things? And I want you to trust that God does have a plan that would be genuinely satisfying to you and your husband. You know, we often can't think of how do these things go together, because it feels like an either or thing. You know, how can I be doing ministry, or how can I be doing work if I have to travel all the time? You know, and vice versa. But God has a plan for bringing all of those things together if you and your husband faithfully go to him every day and communicate with each other and pray to him and ask for his guidance. We talk exactly about how to do that and more in Praying For and With Your Spouse, The Way to Deeper Love, which is available at CatholicCounselors.com or wherever books are sold. You know, in this show, we've been talking about not settling, and I just want to kind of leave you with this. You know, Pope Francis said the biggest danger in life is a bad spirit of adapting that is not meekness or humility, but mediocrity and making an excuse for doing nothing by saying, that's just the way I am, or that's just the way it is. You know, it's that God is not calling us to lead lives of mediocrity. He's calling us to lead lives of abundance, which, again, does not mean that he's saying that he wants us to be wealthy and privileged and all of that. Abundance isn't the prosperity gospel. Abundance is the pursuit of meaningfulness, intimacy, and virtue in whatever circumstances we find ourselves in. Because the more we lean into meaningfulness, even in difficult times, we see ways that God is allowing us to use our gifts to make a difference in the circumstances, in our lives, and the people around us. When we lean into intimacy, we see ways God is asking us to make our relationships healthier and deeper and stronger. And when we lean into virtue, we're seeing how God is asking us and leading us to be stronger, healthier, godlier people in the face of whatever life is throwing our way. Meaningfulness, intimacy, and virtue is the path to a more abundant life. And if you'd like to learn more about living an abundant life and stopping settling in all the parts of your life or relationships, reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com, where you can work with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, or personal life in the light of God's grace. That's CatholicCounselors.com. And get out there and celebrate the life God wants you to have, because you know what? With His grace, there is so much more to life. Thanks for tuning in. Have a blessed day.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.